Now to a celebration. Well, it's actually more along the lines of... Yes, today we, the warm-blooded, honor those who are not, namely amphibians. That's because of the discovery of the 7,000th species of amphibian. A website called Amphibia Web at the University of California, Berkeley is keeping count.
From the slimiest frog to the tiniest toad.
Oh, and they wrote a song about it.
To the larvae which go by the name tadpoles, to the Sicilians that wiggle in their holes, to the giant salamanders that grow and grow. Most lay eggs, their blood runs cold, but they're not lizards, no, no, no. Amphibians, amphibians, 7,000 kinds of amphibians.
Stop. Well, the song is written and performed by a friend of Amphibia Web, Connor Lockridge, though in his rock star moments, he goes by the name The Wiggly Tendrils.
Rhinoderma rufum holds them in its vocal sac.
Eurecia sessorum.
External gills on its head.
Discophis antongilii.
Its tomato-like.
You listen to it a couple of times and it sort of catches in there, doesn't it?
That's David Wake. He's the website's founding member and an expert on salamanders at Berkeley. By the way, for those keeping track at home, the 7,000th species of amphibian is called Centralini sabini, a type of glass frog from Peru. But Wake says they've already surpassed that number.
We have, let me check Amphibia Web, we list the number of species. We're already up to 7,006.
7,000 kinds of amphibians. Detach your tail, secrete your glands. 7,000 kinds of amphibians.
That's a lot of amphibians. But write a song about it? Seriously?
Most people have positive feelings towards amphibians. Just think about the Muppets, for example. You know, Kermit the Frog. They're kind of harmless, benign organisms that speak to our childhood. I remember the first time I found a salamander. I remember it to this day.
Man or Muppet or amphibian, it's kind of sweet, actually.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.